Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The rules package is nothing controversial. In fact, there's only one change in the rules package, and that relates to the motion to vacate.
On Monday, House Majority Whip Tom Emmer felt confident that the 118th Congress would pass the rules package, which it did, but narrowly. Some view it as House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's first test in navigating the role. Emmer said the only major change he expected to be reinstated would be the motion to vacate the chair, which permits House members to try and oust the sitting speaker. Others, like Democratic Representative Barbara Lee of California, were not pleased to see pieces of legislation included in the package that surrounded key issues for Republicans, like immigration, taxes, and abortion.
This rules package is meant to help this body govern, not restrict the personal autonomy of millions.
One of the bills would prohibit taxpayer dollars going towards abortions, despite federally funded abortions already being illegal. President Biden was in Mexico City on Monday. Ahead of this week's summit of North American leaders, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said he would consider taking in more migrants than previously stated, following the new migration directives President Biden outlined last week. The Department of Justice has launched a review into classified documents found at the Biden Penn Center in downtown Washington, D.C., which Biden started after serving as vice president. The White House confirmed it is working with the DOJ and handed the documents over to the National Archives and Records Administration. Republican Senator Ben Sasse, an outspoken critic of former President Donald Trump, has resigned as he takes on a new role as president of the University of Florida.
Let there be debates across the continuum from far left to center right to far right. Debate policy with vigor.
Sasse's departure now means Nebraska Republican Governor Jim Pollen will appoint someone to the vacancy. Today, the Supreme Court is set to hear a case that has labor unions across the country concerned, as some feel the conservative majority on the high court could undermine the appeal for workers to strike, as well as remove authority the National Labor Relations Board holds. Finally, former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was admitted to an Orlando hospital on Monday for abdominal pain. Bolsonaro has had abdominal issues before, following a 2018 campaign event in which he was stabbed. This comes as Biden faces mounting pressure to extradite the former Brazilian president a day after far-right supporters stormed the Brazilian capital, alleging election fraud in the recent presidential election. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our A-Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.